312, just do not put a Walmart in Water Tower.
Can
Let's
I
talk
make
with
a,
Alderman?
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, just make a quick correction. $25 a day parking. I think it's closer to 50 nowadays.
If you go to a hotel, it's like 60.
Just
I mean,
to make
it's
that
like
point.
75. I don't know. It's a little outrageous, but we're happy that tourists continue to pay that. Or hopefully they will more because we'd like their dollars here. Alderman Brian Hopkins' ward includes Water Tower Place and the site in question here. And I'm sure Alderman Hopkins, thank you for calling in today. I always appreciate when you do it. I just wonder what you're hearing from your residents on this issue. I'm sure you might have heard a word or two.
Well, first of all, if there's a silver lining in the pandemic, it's actually parking rates have gone down. So we're no longer at those stratospheric $60 prices. They've gone down just due to, you know, supply and demand. But, right. You know, we do have to rebuild Water Tower Place one way or another. The status quo, as it's been since 1975, is a vertical retail mall, is not the wave of the future. And we know that. So the question is, what will it become? And we're going to embark on that journey together.
Yeah, I think that's it's a great conversation. And you know what? You can go back and forth about whether Target belongs there or not. The truth is, it seems to me, as if the commercial real estate world is not exactly as competitive as it once was, and that if you have a good lease from a place like Target, that it seems perfectly fine, that they should take it. I don't think, is there all that much even an alderman or the public could do about it, even if they want it, Alderman?
Yeah, well, that's an open question. And I can tell you, my time as the alderman representing the commercial district of Michigan Avenue, I've learned a few things about the commercial real estate industry. One thing I know about it is it has a very active rumor mill, and they love to gossip and speculate. And, you know, that's fine. People enjoy that sort of thing. But as the alderman, I can't jump at those rumors. If I reacted to every rumor I heard and mentioned it to the community, I would drive myself crazy and certainly drive the community crazy. So I'm not going to do that now. Target is nothing but a rumor. And if it becomes more than a rumor, you know, that's when we'll engage in a dialogue with the community and the residents to see if Target is something that they want or something they don't. And we're going to actually have that conversation about a variety of places within Water Tower and nearby on Michigan Avenue. You know, the Mag Mile is evolving and it's changing. And I've had a series of community meetings in the past to address potential changes at Water Tower Place. And one thing all those meetings had in common was they were based on proposals, not rumors. So I'm going to stay consistent with that and let the community know if and when we have something of substance to discuss, we're going to have that discussion because we all have a stake in a healthy Water Tower Place. You know, you mentioned its viability as a tourist attraction. It provides revenue that we need to run our city, and it adds to the quality of life in the neighborhood. So it's very important to all of us that Water Tower Place continues to remain viable, and we're going to have a spirited debate about what that's going to mean in the future.
It is a great debate, and I'm happy if for nothing else if that debate, you know, even just gets going again. I know there have been ongoing talks about this in the business community for years, but it's great if this sort of picks up some new steam and gets public involved and start thinking about what they'd like to see there. You've mentioned this before on my show, talked about the economic impact of that, to say nothing of the fact that that's sort of a face of our city to the world, but the economic engine that is driven by that stretch of commercial real estate, if you will, is an important one to the city.
Yeah, we looked at sales tax figures from the downtown business district, and in 2019, we collected about $160 million in sales tax. 2020, with everything going on, pandemics, looting, riots, that figure fell down to, I think it was less than $60 million. So that is just a huge blow to the revenue stream that the city relies on. And we need that money to pay for everything, you know, schools, mm-hmm. fire department, police department, streets and sand, all our needs. That is the revenue stream that provides a means to pay for it. So it's really essential to the health and the viability of our city.
Yeah, to say nothing of the property taxes and all the other things that it generates, sort of the multiplication effect of having tourists come there and use other services and go into the hotels and all the things they do when they're here. So I'm looking forward to those discussions. And please keep us posted. I know that the Target thing is just a rumor, and I'm glad you point that out. It's an important thing to underline that it's not even necessarily a thing yet, so let's wait until it is. But Alderman Hopkins, I also want to ask you about something else, because I know you care about this, being an Irishman, that a lot of the Irish events for St. Paddy's Day, and our city just does it as bigger than anybody, have been, you know, turned into virtual. People are getting creative this year. Are you kind of have any messaging about, you know, what you can do this year and how things are being done?
Yeah, it's ironic that we've come full circle. You know, we're really in many ways the same predicament we found ourselves in last year at this time. You know, at the very beginning of the pandemic, when we didn't really have a good understanding what this was, what we were about to experience for an entire year, what it meant, what was the right thing to do. We argued for 2 weeks about whether or not canceling the St. Patrick's Day Parade in 2020 was the right decision or the wrong decision. And now with everything we've learned and all we know about this virus and how it spreads, the airborne nature of infection, we're still in a situation of uncertainty because of the looming threat of these new variants that appear to be significantly more transmissible. And it's an airborne route of transmission. So even people who are wearing a mask may be more vulnerable to getting infected with the new variants that are now in Chicago. We know they've arrived here. So once again, we're trying to determine whether or not, you know, closing the bars again and shutting down all the public events that we're talking about for St. Patrick's Day and in the spring as the weather warms up, if these variants get a foothold and start to spread like they've done in Europe and like they've done in Brazil, we're going to be in a fourth wave and we're going to have to be more restrictive than we've ever been. If, on the other hand, we are in fact turning a corner, and some of the numbers suggest that. Certainly our positivity rate is at the lowest levels we've seen in a long, long time. New cases, you know, are not at troubling levels like they were in January. So there's some indications to suggest to us we're almost out of this. And here we are at a crossroads. We're going to go in one or two directions. It's either going to get much worse or it's going to get much better. And it's very difficult to make a prediction as to which way it's going to go. So as we talk about canceling events yet again for the second year in a row on St. Patrick's Day, I come down on the side of caution. I do not think that we should allow large indoor gatherings simply because for a St. Patrick's Day party, you're not going to be wearing your mask. I don't care if it's a green mask with shamrocks on it. You're going to take it off because you're going to be drinking your green beer. So packing people into a closed environment under those conditions with the threat of a new contagious variant looming just seems like a risk we shouldn't be taking.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've seen here there's a list from the city about a lot of the fun ways you can still celebrate. I know in Shamrock on our blocks, the Southside Irish Parade Committee, of course, no parade this year, neither of the parades, but they're still going to do Shamrock on our blocks. Outdoor houses being decorated. You can kind of drive around for St. Patrick's Day and support local businesses. The Skyline is going green starting tomorrow. You've got Soldier Field, State Street, Wrigley Building, Board of Trade. Much of the Skyline all across the city, in fact, is participating and kind of going green for St. Paddy's Day. And then Choose Chicago has got a bunch of things you can do to sort of celebrate the day. Lots of ways to do it and do it safely. It feels like we are turning a corner and we just need folks to cooperate. As you mentioned, those strains are concerning, right? It's concerning time.
But, yeah, they are. And we'll, we know now that outside is generally much safer than inside. I think that's a blanket statement we can make. And a lot of the events you just mentioned, they're going to be outside. They're going to be socially distant. The parade committee, in fact, is having a virtual parade. They're going to have some floats and some other things that they'll have in a parking lot, and they'll live stream the event so you can watch it. Things like that, you know, we think we can do safely. As long as you stay outside and you're not jammed shoulder to shoulder in a closed environment, you know, you can celebrate safely. So that's what we're looking to do. At the same time, we continue to place restrictions on indoor gatherings, and the city's Department of Business Affairs will be out there. We're going to be monitoring the licensed bars and restaurants, and we're also going to be cracking down on some of these underground events where people are trying to rent hotel rooms and Airbnbs and things like that. We're going to be watching for that, and when we find out that it's happening, we're going to try to stop it.
Yeah, I know you're on it, and I think that's much appreciated, and you have a lot of support, I know, in your ward there. People feel that you're very responsive, and it's been an incredibly tough year, so that's quite something to say, Alderman. I know. Very busy time, too, so thanks for making time for us here at GN today.
Thanks, Anna. Always enjoy being on.